Stinking mud. Stinking moon. Stinking, stinking, Pinhead. It tracks my scent. Lured by the smell of my warm juices. Your leader. You try to touch Jalalu with mind speech. Uh-oh. They cease. Something descend in the sky. A capsule up over. It dropped right in the middle of plenty thirsty Zubi. Capsule hatch is opening. A two-armed creature is looking outside.
What is this?
It must be Talon.
You idiots have set me down in
the Zubi see him. And mammal juice, you bet, you stinking pinhead Zubis.
Don't you dare!
What? Something just pitched him right out of the hatch.
Let me back inside.
So much for the Tehran, whoever he was.
Professor DeBrow, R116.
Good evening.
I am C.B. Williams III.
Mm.
I am honored to speak with you, Professor DeBrow. Your reputation as an ethnologist and foremost scholar of extraterrestrial voodoo studies.
What does the official from the government desire?
This is highly classified, Professor DeBrow.
I understand.
I'll get right to the point. Planet 4. Of X-866 Cyrus Octavia, subnamed Mammon Filber 66, has a Terran colony founded 28 turns previously and has experienced symptoms classified visitations. First occurrence during sleep-dream period.
Wait. You say visitations. You mean possessions? Body occupancy?
Yes, precisely.
What other intelligence is native to the planet?
Well, there are the natives. However, they do appear to be far
less... Are visitations common among them?
Well, at this point, the data is insufficient to determine...
Why doesn't someone simply ask them?
Excuse me, but we are dealing with an epidemic on Colony 2H7, a possible alien invasion.
What do you want from me?
You will be paid standard class for consulting fees for deep space.
I have no intention of leaving base 6.
In this circumstance, it is necessary, Professor.
I refuse to be shot across the galaxy to your idiotic planet.
May I remind the professor of 5 Salzman S-31 versus the government? The government takes precedence over the citizen in these matters, as you are well aware, I'm certain. Professor DeBrow, R116. A lunar taxi will take the professor to starport YUK7. The professor will be briefed further during star drive.
You are awake, Professor DeBrow, R116?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have been asleep for the first 700 hours of our journey.
How did I... sleep so long?
Your sleep was artificially induced. A Phylox slumber 681.
Oh. Is that bacon frying?
Life support systems indicated your awakening. The series XL278 suggested preparation of pancakes, bacon, eggs, home fries, and fresh black coffee. Is that correct?
Yes. Excellent. Thank you.
I am Teresa L-776, your hostess and personal guide for this journey. I appear before you as a holographic projection for a more personal, three-dimensional rapport.
Fine.
Do I please the professor?
Yes, fine.
Thank you. If you like, I will activate the view projectors that will enable you to have breakfast beneath the stars.
Thank you, fine.
What a marvelous view. Here we are, traveling through the stars. How exciting. The vast arc of the Milky Way sweeps overhead. A dazzle of constellations are seen from a vantage point we could never have imagined. Suns, families of planets, clusters of stars. To the right of the screen, we see the truly impressive galaxy of Andromeda. a spiral galaxy. The spiral arms are clearly visible. You'll notice a large cluster of stars that is almost a second nucleus. This most beautiful and startling galaxy appears one that elongated galaxies
please,
within.
Please, not now.
Are you comfortable, Professor Devereaux R116?
Yes, I'm comfortable.
Will Professor Devereaux please state his musical preference?
I will not.
The XL278 will then select from Atmosound's stellar listening library. The XL278 has made a selection from the Early American Archives, Series EA6/BZA, selection titled The Eternal Now Boogie.
I loathe the Woogie Boogie.
Are you ready to be briefed, Professor Devereaux?
Yes. And turn down that damn noise.
Investigator Matthew LB711. Good evening, Professor Devereaux R116.
Good evening.
I have read your definitive works on the voodoo practices among extraterrestrial cultures, specifically the primitive subcultures. It was the Corandola Vicons of Gigandi 70 that I recognized the parallel symptoms of Terran Colony 2H7, that a non-carnate being had entered their bodies. Either invited or uninvited, this being, often referred to as Class 1 Loa, inhabits the body for brief periods, such as experience was first experienced by 46.3% of the colony during dream stage of their sleep 1 hour before awake gradually. This has shifted to the waking state, for example.
Well?
Yes, Professor Devereaux.
Matthew LB. Whatever his name, LB711. Yes, ceased in mid-sentence. Have the series XL so on checked for
malfunction. XL278.
Yes, I believe there is a malfunction.
One moment, please. Stand by, please. We have disconnected from the mothership, which is now in orbit.
What the hell's going on here?
Our landing craft will be making contact momentarily.
Hold on. I have not been briefed.
Stand by, please.
It is imperative that
please
I get the rest of the report.
Use the regulation retaining
for God's sake.
Mammon
what are
Filbus
you doing?
66 was first discovered by an energy corporation searching for
this?
New resources. As we settle through the dense atmosphere, we notice the ancient seas.
What seas?
As we descend closer
what
to the surface,
about?
We see the colorful vegetation that grows in rich profusion in
you?
The valleys. As we approach the planet, you may count as many as 9
crazy.
Satellites.
I can't
but there are 7
hologram.
More moons on the far side of this benevolent giant. Directly below, you can
see
the Space Traveler's Holiday Inn. We will rest in comfort at the Spa Star Lounge.
Where's
you will
Holiday
have time
Inn?
To relax and refresh yourself
I don't know
before
Inn.
Setting forth upon this most beautiful planet.
Something is terribly wrong. What is this? You idiots have set me down in a swamp.
Please step out, Professor Devereaux.
How do I know I'll be safe out there?
Please step out, Professor Devereaux.
Where's the Terran colony?
The robot extractor will be activated if you do not step out, Professor Devereaux.
I do not like the smell of this planet.
This is your last warning. Please step out, Professor Devereaux.
I want a weapon. I'll take this blaster.
The robot extractor has been activated.
I'll step out when I damn well want. First, what? Put me down! Don't you dare!
Yeah! Ew!
Mud! Rotten, foul mud! Don't close the hatch! Damn! Let me back inside! There is no Holiday Inn! How can I find the collar? Thank goodness. Friendly natives. I say, over here! I am Professor Devereaux R116, sent by the Galactic. Don't point those ray guns at me, you pinhead aliens. Are these the carnivorous plant people of Omega? Help!
Professor Devereaux takes off through the marsh. The Zubies of Arago, lusting after fresh flesh, are hot on his heels.
Trying to shoot me, a full professor.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, a blaster spits red flame and the plant people wilt and wither, toppling in their tracks.
Jalalu suggested Terran next time use his blaster, yes?
I see that you have four upper limbs, which identifies you as a Tagorian, correct?
Correct.
I am looking for the Terran colony.
On Jazuli 3?
This is Mammon Fibber 66, correct?
Not correct.
Where the hell am I?
We are on Moon 3, Jazuli 3, that share with 15 other moon, Mammon Fibber 66.
I could die out here.
Basic problem of being mortal is built-in obsolescence. Smell that?
Ugh.
You have a weapon, yes?
Yes. I'm not sure what it is, but I guess it's a laser or something.
Jalulu has 14 charges for his blaster. 14 Zubi of Arigo. Jalulu take to the sweet land of Raguna.
Your homeland is Raguna?
Not yet.
Shh. See? What?
Pinhead of Zubi. Part the foliage. See?
Ah, you're right.
Watch. Zubi. Zubi, Zubi.
One. To Raguna. Two. To Raguna. Uh-oh. Too many, Zubi. Come on. We try for the river.
There's a plant man there.
Three. Use your blaster. Swarms with pinheads. Four. For Raguna.
They're surrounding us.
This stinking planet. Five. Use your blaster.
I don't understand how this weapon's... What is this, a trigger?
The climate here in the northern hemisphere, where the 50th parallel cuts across this barren region, is understandably chilly. Guide. Here is the visible legacy of the great glacier which scarred bare the very rocky bones of this huge planet and gouged out thousands of basins that are now, as you can see, marvelous lakes.
Look, look,
and yet,
they flee.
Such an astonishing
variety
of sea and red cliffs.
We flee too.
Professor Debro and the broad-shouldered, four-armed Tagorian make their way through the dense, odorous swamp. They stop at the edge of a wide, milky, white river.
Help me push this raft before the Zubi return and suck your legs. Can you not push straight? Push, push, push.
As the raft reaches the swift current, the two aliens relax.
Over on the far bank, there's something that's keeping pace with us. It resembles a six-legged jackal.
Blavatsky's leaper.
A rather unattractive creature.
Compared to other creatures of Jazuli 3, Blavatsky's leaper is charming.
That's an odd name.
Dr. Blavatsky was the first Terran to encounter the leaper and live. Just long enough to leave his name.
I see.
One does not often see the leaper until... which is much too late.
The raft continues downriver, gradually picking up speed with the ever-increasing current. Occasional bursts of blue lightning can be seen far off in the mountains.
That lightning? What is that?
They say the all-imperfect Umbriago dreams.
Umbriago?
The Umbriago is a drunken god of Jazuli myth. He dreams in the high mountains of Jazuli.
There appears to be roads cut into the foothills.
They are not roads.
Someone has cleared the jungle?
Not someone. Get back on the pole. Push. We must move to the opposite side.
What about...
Come, come, push. We get out of the river. Hurry.
Fine. I'm pushing. I don't understand what's wrong.
Falls.
Falls? You have remarkable hearing.
Push, push, push.
Do we tie the raft?
No. We let it go. Ready? Jump.
Towards the mountain?
Watch out!
What?
No! That bush attempted to slice me in two! Situalu, samurai bush.
Good lord!
The three main branches have a razor edge. They slice anything that passed near. Watch. See?
Incredible.
Come. We must reach the foothills before darkness.